AI's fault lines, a model hack, a shuttered lab, and an enterprise land grab. A Hugging Face co-founder called the hack of an OpenAI model a wake-up call for the industry, framing that suggests the incident was not a routine breach but a failure mode the sector has been warned about and has not adequately addressed. Full technical details of the breach had not yet been publicly released. Amazon's decision to shut down its AGI research lab, following more than 30,000 corporate layoffs since October 2025, reflects a strategic judgment that near-term commercial AI deployment beats long-horizon research in the current competitive environment. That bet is supported by a semi-analysis report ranking OpenAI and Anthropic as the dominant forces in the AI landscape, with Google having reportedly slid to fifth place. A remarkable claim given the company's proprietary training infrastructure and early mover advantage. OpenAI's new enterprise product, Presence, sent software stocks sliding this week. The platform is designed to compete directly with the workflow tools that Salesforce, ServiceNow, and other SaaS companies have built over the past 15 years. And the market's reaction reflected a specific investor judgment that incumbents' subscription moats are more vulnerable than those companies have been representing. Google, meanwhile, announced it will sell its Tensor processing unit chips commercially, effectively entering the semiconductor vendor market in direct, if narrower, competition with NVIDIA for AI-specific workloads. Stripe is reportedly in talks to acquire AI API routing platform OpenRouter for $10 billion. A deal that would represent a bet that controlling the financial and routing plumbing for the AI economy carries extraordinary value. OpenAI's rollout of ChatGPT Health to U.S. users while simultaneously facing a medical advice lawsuit illustrates the widening gap between deployed AI capability and the legal accountability frameworks designed to govern it. A Google-conducted study of 15 million AI conversations, the Atlas study, offered a grounding counterpoint to the industry's most expansive narratives. Workers are using AI tools on only about one-fifth of their tasks. Adoption is broad but shallow, suggesting the productivity transformation is occurring more slowly and in a more targeted way than the most aggressive forecasts predicted.